Good morning, Leighton's Jewelers. How may I help you?
Oh, good morning. It's Nick from RDI Diamonds. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, Nick?
I'm wonderful, thank you. Was reaching out to Cheryl. She had tried reaching out to me last week, but I was on vacation, and she's just kind of... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, she's off every Thursday. She'll be in tomorrow.
Oh, honestly, I thought it was Wednesday in my head.
You're fine. That means it was a good vacation.
I think it might have been, yeah. So, by chance,
Corey's here.
Oh, okay. Is he available?
Yeah, he's available.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, just a moment, Nick. Hold on.
Hey, sir.
Hey, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How's the big honcho guy, you know, IJO, on the board?
Ooh. I don't know. I
saw you, man. You were there. You stood up and waved. Hey.
All us little
people.
You're a funny guy.
I'm waving my hand as I say this.
Were you...
I was there, dude. I saw you.
Was that for the breakfast or for the opening seminar?
Not the opening seminar, for the Sunday morning introductions.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Well, yeah. Sunday, yeah. Honestly, Corey, that was very awkward to me. But what I felt was really funny was the first row of people all stood up and looked directly forward, and Jennifer... was like trying to explain, like, turn around. And she's looking at me, and I'm thinking, I've got 10 other people standing up, and they're all looking in one direction. I am not going to be the one guy to turn around.
Come on. You can't be a limiting. You got to be,
so.
Anyway, what's going on?
Nada. I was on vacation last week, and Cheryl, I'm not exactly sure if she filled her order. I was flying to Hilton Head, and she had asked what I had in pear shapes, and I told her to give the office a call and told her who to call and what her extension was, but it doesn't appear that she made any phone calls, so I didn't know if she just kind of moved on to the next supplier or if the call kind of got canceled.
If it was like when Thursday or Friday, it was Friday.
It would have been Thursday.
Could have been Thursday. Thursday's your day off. Had to have been Friday.
Okay.
But Friday and Saturday, the girls are totally swamped, so they are running to and fro.
It was Wednesday. It was Wednesday of last week.
Okay, well, that was she stuck with me. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's possible. Okay, but I don't. Cheryl's off today, of course. Justine is. In Cancun.
Oh, very nice.
So she's got a girls' getaway. Her and two friends are in Cancun. She got her spray on tan on, and she's laying on the beach, I think, at this moment.
Excellent. Well, hope she enjoys herself.
So, yeah. A drink in one hand and a book in the other, and just kind of chilling on the beach away from her 16-year-old and her 11-year-old and her 50-something-year-old. He's 13 years older. She's 42. That makes him 55, 56. Yeah. So, her old guy, you know.
Yeah. Right.
Anyway, so he's watching the kids, and she's relaxing to get away.
Okay.
Anyway, that's what's happening. So, but I don't have any answers on this thing. Give Miss Cheryl a call tomorrow morning.
Okay.
And you can get up to speed what's going on. I remember she was telling me that she had people who were looking for pear shapes.
Yeah, that was what she did. She sent, you know, what do you have in one, you know, 3/4 to one carat? I mean, I was in an airport, so it's not like I can help her. But, so I didn't know if she was still looking for or if that had already been solved. But I can give her a call tomorrow.
Yeah, I remember there was a guy that was looking for a natural, and they wanted like a carat, something like that, in a natural. I can't remember what it was. It was one of those you overhear what's going on.
Right.
But there was somebody who was looking for a natural. So anyway, well, where did you go on your vacation, sir?
I went with my girlfriend to Hilton Head, South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
So she has.
And that was decent weather at this point.
Oh, it was gorgeous. Yeah, it was
80s,
mid 70s when we got there, and it was 80s the entire time.
Oh, good. Well, we're going to be at a high of 80 today, and we'll be in the low 80s for the rest of the week. We're just kind of, we're here. This is our spring.
Right.
This is spring. Spring for us is now. It'll get cold in probably maybe 2 or 3 weeks. It always then gets windy and then a little bit of rain. And then it'll be 100, 105.
I don't envy you that part.
Yeah, but we don't have humidity, so we're good. We're good. We're not
because that makes all the difference in the world.
It makes it. We're not sweating, you know? You can go to, you get out of the swimming pool and you feel refreshed, as opposed to if you do it in Hilton Head, you're going to get out of the swimming pool and go, gosh, it's muggy. So it is better, at least from that standpoint. You feel refreshed when you get out of the pool. Anyway, so, but yeah, so but I'm not doing anything. Just I'll be going to Kentucky, but we are in caretaking of parents. My mom's 91 and my mother-in-law is 85, and my mother-in-law has Alzheimer's. So we are spending. Every morning I take her medicine, every night I have dinner with her, and two nights a week we are sleeping at her house and then trying to get her over our house to maybe sleep a night or two and trying to keep track of her so she doesn't wander off.
Wow, that's a lot going on. I'm sorry, my friend.
She doesn't want to leave her house, you know, get to that point. Because her personality is cleaning and taking care of her home is her biggest joy. So
sure.
If you take that away from her, she'll just shut up and dry up and go away.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how wonderful the facility is that you're going to put her in, assisted living. She'll just go crazy.
Yeah.
So we're trying to keep her there as long as possible.
Nope,
that's my world right now, Mick. The jewelry store is running. It's doing very well, but I got other important things we're trying to take care of.
Yeah, I'm glad you have those priorities.
Hey, that's here. You got a girlfriend. How long you had a girlfriend? You never talk personal stuff. I know you have children. But I didn't know you had a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh,
man. So
the brandy sniffer has attracted a girl to come in, huh?
we have been together for, 5 years now?
5 years. Oh, yeah. Man. She's a long-termer. She knows all the skeletons in the closet after 5 years, Mick.
Pretty much,
You can't hide anything from her.
No, wouldn't even attempt to anymore.
Wouldn't even attempt to. There you go. There.
She watches. Okay. She listens to way too many murder podcasts for me to try to pull one over on her.
I don't think you do that. I mean, we always put on our best foot forward at the beginning of relationships after 5 years.
Yep.
Yeah, there's nothing to hide. This is what I am. I'm sorry. I apologize for myself right now.
All right, my friend.
You have a wonderful day.
Yeah, you too.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.